We had the dreadful, painful experience last Monday when Albaidi attacked Manchester Arena. There was a newspaper column last week, John, that asked the question to Sinn Féin, just when did it become unacceptable to ban Manchester, to bomb Manchester? What do you say to that? When did it become unacceptable to bomb Manchester in the context of the 1996 IRA bombing of Manchester?
Well, you see, Stephen, newspaper articles and journalists and political commentators all know there's an election on. And I think it's disgraceful that Manchester and the horror of Manchester is being used as a political battering ram against opponents both on this island and on Britain as well. And that the deaths of those men, women and children are being used to score cheap political points in an election contest that's going on.
Or else it's a completely legitimate question.
Well, when I think about Manchester, and I'll tell you what came into my mind when I heard about Manchester and the deliberate targeting of men, women and children. A week before Manchester was attacked was the anniversary of the Dublin-Monaghan bombings. And who bombed Dublin-Monaghan? The British government.
It's Whataboutery now.
No, it's not a Whataboutery, Steve, but you just threw a Whataboutery to me. So I'm putting you in the context of the deliberate targeting of civilians. So who can condemn Manchester? The British government can't, because they bombed Dublin.
Would you condemn Manchester?
The Manchester bombing last week?
And
I have on your show. I was on your show the morning after it, and I condemned it.
Would you condemn the 1996 Manchester bombing by the IRA?
Stephen, I'm not going to get into that.
So you wouldn't condemn one bomb? So you do make a difference, which makes the question even more legitimate. What is the difference?
There is a difference. There was a conflict going on in Ireland at the time, which many, many different players were involved in.
For those people supporting ISIS or their affiliates, they feel there's a conflict going on. So what is the difference, John?
But Stephen, if Sinn Féin can't condemn Manchester last week, who can condemn it?
The question is, what's the difference?
But I'm putting it to you. What is the difference in bombing Dublin Monaghan? But the British government and Theresa May...
And they would deny this, by the way.
They may well deny it, but the evidence is there that they deliberately parked car bombs in the middle of Dublin and targeted civilians.
Of course they would deny that.
So Theresa May has launched attacks in recent weeks and months which have killed civilians, men, women and children. Has she the right to condemn Manchester? Donald Trump has launched attacks in recent weeks and months which have killed men, women
and
children.
And if they were here, I would be asking
Have they the right to condemn Manchester?
What I'm trying to establish today, John, is Sinn Féin's thinking and your thinking as a prominent member of Sinn Féin. Mm. So when the IRA in 1996 put a bomb in Manchester city centre at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, now, clearly, there are going to be quite a few civilians in a city centre at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mm. What's the difference?
Stephen, the political context of the conflict on the island of Ireland is the difference. That's what the difference is. The political context of the peace process over the last 20-odd years is the difference.
Albaidi wanted to achieve a caliphate. He had a political drive to do what he did.
Doesn't mean he was right. Because you have a political drive to do something doesn't make it right.
Really? It didn't justify the IRA's campaign?
The IRA and the IRA put forward an argument for their campaign. I'm not a spokesperson for the IRA. I wasn't a spokesperson for the IRA when they were active. I'm not a spokesperson for the IRA
when they
were active.
But you do have your own mind.
I think
it's about what you stand for as an individual, seeking a vote in this country, being a prominent politician.
Yeah.
So do you condemn the IRA's bombing of 1996 in the same way that you've condemned Albaidi's bombing last week?
I'll tell you what, Stephen. Well, we'll hold a group discussion one day, OK? And you'll bring all the political parties in around this table. And we'll discuss the conflict of this, which we have now thankfully come out of. And you'll put similar questions about Dublin Monaghan, about the importing of arms from South Africa, which weren't imported to be directed against the military force.
Here you go again. You're talking about
No, I'm putting it in context, Stephen. Because the IRA bomb in Manchester didn't happen in isolation. And there's political parties...
Albaidi's bomb didn't happen in isolation
there
either.
Is political parties using the Manchester bombing as an attempt to attack Sinn Féin. And the Labour Party in Britain in some way to try and divert political attention from other elements of the election campaign.
Is it not the case that there is an uncomfortable truth, John, for people like you, which is that you find it very difficult, incredibly difficult, to come up with any difference between the disgusting act of Al-Baydi blowing up children, men and women, and the IRA putting bombs into the middle of streets where there were men, women and children. Isn't that the uncomfortable reality for you?
No, that's an uncomfortable reality for every politician and political leader in Western Europe. Every one of them. None of them can stand back and say, he is free from sin, throw the first stone.
Why do you condemn last week's bomb? What was it for you that means that you can condemn it?
The deliberate targeting of men, women and children is disgusting. It is the definition of terrorism. And I have no sympathy with, allegiance to, or understanding of the so-called ISIS, the predecessors in Al-Qaeda, or anyone else who goes out and deliberately targets men, women and children.
Well, they're trying to achieve a political objective, aren't
they? Doesn't make it right. The UVF, when they deliberately targeted men, women and children, were trying to achieve a political target. Those who bombed Dublin, Monaghan, were trying to achieve a political thing. When the British soldiers in Ballymurphy over 3 days murdered 10 people, were trying to achieve a political thing. I don't agree with it.
So are you really saying that violence to achieve political means should never happen?
No, the circumstances which create violence for political means should never happen. And when it does happen, it's the role of people like me, who are politicians and not combatants, to work a political way through those things.
There's a guy called Jim Dixon who was blown up in the Enniskillen bomb. He was on this programme a couple of weeks ago talking about how he's got in for, I think, his 46th operation now after the Enniskillen bomb. He was buried under the rubble, John. His mouth caved in, his skull caved in. To this day, he bears the psychological and physical wounds from it. I guess he would want to know if you think that you would find yourself able to say to him as a victim here that his pain is no less than the pain of the people of Manchester last week.
Of course it's not. There's no...
But your condemnation is different.
So it is.
Of both bombs.
You see, there is no difference in the pain and the grief felt by the families, whether it's in Manchester, whether it's in Enniskillen, whether it's in Dublin, Monaghan.
And yet your condemnation is different.
Whether it's in Ballymurphy, whether it's in Derry after Bloody Sunday, whether it's in Spring Hill.
Bloody.
So it is. Whether any of those, the grief, the pain, the anguish is none different.
So why is your condemnation different?
Stephen, I am not a spokesperson for the IRA. I wasn't a spokesperson when they were active. I'm not a spokesperson when they've left the field.